Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Mr. Harold Clark, founder and CEO of Harold Clark Advisors, a global sales and marketing firm for the world's top 0.001% of affluent home buyers and developers in the ultra-luxury real estate market. And Mr. Clark, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Eric.
Most certainly. Thanks for your time and for coming out. So tell us, for starters, how did you begin your career in the luxury real estate industry? Where did all that begin? I'm sure that would be some interesting information to hear as we kick things off today.
Well, you know, there's no magic recipe other than hard work, right? When I was in Hawaii, briefly said, I didn't know the market. I didn't know the names of the neighborhoods. I didn't know anybody. So I had to just start from scratch and build my companies to where I am now.
Yeah, that hard work factor, that certainly plays a big role right there. Good stuff. Now, if you would take us through your entrepreneurial journey of founding three companies, Luxury Big Island by Harold Clark, Elysian Key, and Harold and Clark Advisors, and how do each of these fill a need for clients in Hawaii?
Yes. So Luxury Big Island was born from, I climbed the ladder, as I said, from scratch. The luxury market was not easy to get into. And I think that's where you're heading. The trick is when you get the trust of an owner, a seller, because those were real estate resale brokerages, is to, you know, really work hard and tell them the truth. The truth always has worked for me, because sometimes the truth is not what they want to hear. Very usual, right? They have an inflated knowledge or you know, preconception of pricing. They think the house looks great, and you know, and sometimes, you know, there are problems that need to be discussed and said and mentioned and, you know, acknowledged. So that leads to a victory, and of course, a victory leads to a second one if you know how to market your company properly. So Luxury Big Island was born. We had the highest amount of dollar volume in listings in the entire island of Hawaii, you know, which was a great accomplishment. So we had from ranches to resort properties to condos to, you know, 16,000 acres for an island. That's a lot. Everything you could imagine. But then I realized that, you know, the luxury product was not being properly marketed and sold. And I realized there was a flaw in the system that nobody was mentioning or talking about. I'm not into disruption or anything like that. I just saw a system that doesn't work. People get a $10 million, $20 million home, and they market it in the same manner as if it's a $1 million, $2 million condo. Same thing, photos, video, this, that, wording, everything looks the same, everything sounds the same. At the end of the day, to finalize this portion, at the end of the day, buyer gets, you know, a discounted price when he purchases, brokers get paid, the seller gets hit. And I noticed that pattern. So there had to be a different way, and that's how Elysian Key was born, which is partially off market. If somebody wants public marketing, it's available. Of course, we know how to do it, but we also have an off market proprietary way of handling business at the very high end. And that led to eventually the trust of developers that understand that we know how to sell to the higher end. And that's how Harold Clark Advisors was born. Sorry for the long answer.
Hey, no problem at all. That was quite impressive to hear the journey there and how all that came to fruition. And thanks for breaking that down for us. Now, you mentioned you and your team removed all listings from MLS, although MLS is one of the most widely used listing services in the world and a marketing tool for most experts in the industry. Why did you decide to make that move?
We might still use it, and it's from time to time. I think that public exposure is not necessarily the best manner to handle an expensive property. I think that, you know, for the average home or slightly, you know, luxurious home to a certain extent might be okay. But I realize that, you know, expensive properties can sit for a while on the market and that hurts the sellers. And if you are well connected enough and know the right people, you know, which takes again work and time, but if you are, then you can sell off market and that benefits the seller. That's the reason we pulled, you know, close to 200 million out of the market at that point.
Well, you're certainly seeing the results, and it sounds to me like you made the right move without a question today. We're speaking with Mr. Harold Clark, the founder and CEO of Harold Clark Advisors, a global sales and marketing firm for the world's top 0.001% of affluent home buyers and developers in the ultra-luxury real estate market here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what is the current project you are working on now, and how will your latest project impact the evolution of Hawaii?
It's a fascinating project, Eric. We are bringing the Mandarin Oriental brand to Honolulu. Manaolana Partners is a developer, and they have entrusted us to sell the residence that will be fully serviced by the hotel. So imagine hotel living, right? What everybody loves. Everybody loves to be in a hotel because it's effortless. So imagine living in a hotel in a destination such as Hawaii. So it's a superb combination. I think the developers were extremely clever marrying Mandarin Oriental with Hawaii. And, you know, there's is positioning Honolulu as one of the great cities in the world, basically, with such access to the amenities that are in that tower, featured in that tower, such as Michelin level dining and, you know, a spa operated by the Mandarin Oriental Hotel Group. I don't want to turn this into a commercial per se. It's just that it's fascinating because this adds to the evolution of the hospitality industry in Hawaii.
Well, you've certainly sold me without trying to, and there is no doubt that this project you're working on, this latest project, will certainly impact the evolution of Hawaii. And thanks for giving us some of the details there. Now, lastly, you discussed that luxury real estate is not about the tangible real estate with finishes or amenities. So what is selling luxury real estate all about?
Well, that is the beauty, right? I mean, it's hard to read between the lines, Eric. But what the Mandarin Oriental is about, as an example, it has taught me quite a bit about the experience about luxury, because luxury is such a word, right? You know, it's just so amazing. Everybody throws it out and you know, and we all try to define it. And with this property, the Mandarin Oriental in Honolulu, by studying the brand, extensively, I realized that we are not selling, you know, kitchen countertops and, you know, window trims and solid core, you know, wood doors or mahogany. I don't talk about that. What we're selling is service. And, you know, what that does to people is, okay, briefly, we all know 5, 10 million, $15 million property owners in Hawaii. They get on the phone and they call, hey, I'm arriving, you know, in a week. Hey, great. What are you going to be doing? You know what? I'm going to fix my roof, buy new cabinets, you know, change the floors, and who knows? That's not a vacation. That has nothing to do with a vacation. But we're programmed to do that. So at the Mandarin Oriental, you have a 5-star hotel service that is catering to every need you have. So if you realize you're coming to a property where, you know, you can hold your wife's hand and go for a walk, or your kids, or go to the spa, or go play golf. You don't need to be worrying about all the logistics, all the maintenance, everything else. So to me, owning your time, answering your question, is luxury. It's unrelated to finishes. If I master my time, then that is real luxury.
It certainly is. And again, Mr. Clark, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today on behalf of Harold Clark Advisors. Where can listeners get more information on Harold Clark Advisors online, and how could they best be in touch as well?
Please go to my website, www.haroldclarkwithaneadvisors.com, or call my office at 808-443-1320.
And we can't thank you enough for that direct contact option as well. Folks, it is haroldclarkadvisors.com. Mr. Clark, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, you have been fantastic. Thank you for inviting me. Anything you need, feel free to reach out.
And again, thanks for that invitation. We've been speaking with Harold Clark, founder and CEO of Harold Clark Advisors. And once again, for all the details, visit haroldclarkadvisors.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.